With the bright glare to guide him, the path he was following was even clearer than it had been on the edge of the swamp, but it sloped steadily upward, and by midnight, if it was midnight, he had no way of telling. Tim was tired out, in spite of his long sleep in the boat. The oppressive and unnatural heat continued, and that didn't help. Neither did the weight of the hamper and the waterskin. At last he sat, put the disc down beside him, opened the hamper, and munched one of the popkins. It was delicious. He considered a second, then reminded himself he didn't know how long he would have to make these rations last. It also crossed his mind that the brilliant light shining from the disc could be seen by anything that happened to be in the vicinity, and some of those things might not be friendly. "Would you turn the light off, lady?" He wasn't sure she would respond. He had tried several conversational gambits in the last 4 or 5 hours with no result. But the light went off, plunging him into utter darkness. At once, Tim seemed to sense living things all around him. Boars, woods wolves, verts, mayhap a pookie or two. And he had to restrain an urge to ask for the light again. These ironwoods seemed to know it was wide earth in spite of the unnatural heat, and had sprinkled down plenty of year-end duff, mostly on the flowers that surrounded their bases, but also beyond them. Tim gathered up enough to make a jackleg bed and lay down upon it. "I've gone jippa," he thought, the unpleasant tree term for people who lost their minds. But he didn't feel jippa. What he felt was full and content, although he missed the Fagonarders and worried about them. "I'm going to sleep," he said. "Will you wake me if something comes, Sai?" She responded, but not in a way Tim understood. "Directive 19. That's the one after 18 and before 20, Tim thought, and closed his eyes. He began to drift at once. He thought to ask the disembodied female voice another question. Did they speak to the swamp people? But by then, he was gone. In the deepest crease of the night, Tim Ross's part of the endless forest came alive with small, creeping forms. Within the sophisticated device marked North Central Positronics Portable Guidance Module DARIA NCP-1436345-AN, the ghost in the machine marked the approach of these creatures but remained silent, sensing no danger. Tim slept on. The Thraken, six in all, gathered around the slumbering boy in a loose semicircle. For a while they watched him with their strange, gold-ringed eyes, but then they turned north and raised their snouts in the air. Above the northernmost reaches of Midworld, where the snows never end and new earth never comes, a great funnel had begun to form, turning an air lately arrived from the south that was far too warm. As it began to breathe like a lung, it sucked up a moit of frigid air from below and began to turn faster, creating a self-sustaining energy pump. Soon the outer edges found the path of the beam, which guidance module Daria read electronically and which Tim Ross saw as a faint path through the woods. The beam tasted the storm, found it good, and sucked it in. The Stark Blast began to move south. Slowly at first, then faster.